This is the Rick Howe Show on News 95.7. Now, here's Rick.
Good Tuesday afternoon. How's your day so far? Hope it's been a good one, despite the weather. Hi there, welcome to our show. I'm Rick Howe, taking you home until 7 o'clock this evening. 5:07 is the time right now, and here's what's coming up for you between now and 7 o'clock. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of the crash of Swiss Air Flight 111. Ex-Mountie Tom Juby is standing by to lead us off this hour. He was part of the crash investigation. He thinks it wasn't an accident. 5:08 right now, first up this hour. As I mentioned, it was 15 years ago yesterday. All 229 on board Swiss Air Flight 111 perished when the jetliner crashed into the waters of St. Margaret's Bay off Peggy's Cove. Now, retired RCMP crime investigator Tom Juby remains convinced to this day an explosive device played a role in the crash. In the Annapolis Valley, former Mountie joins us on the phone this afternoon. Tom, good afternoon to you, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Just great.
I'm glad to hear. Do you still believe, is that true, that you still believe that some kind of explosive device downed this airliner?
It wasn't an explosive device. It would have been something that caught fire, would have started a fire.
But we don't know what that was, or do we?
Well, we've got a good idea. What happened was we found residue of high magnesium, high iron, and high aluminum in certain exhibits, and the doctor of geology that examined those came to the conclusion that there was a strong possibility of there having been what would be called an incendiary device on the plane.
And that's something that would have been, located there purposely, right?
That's right. It would have been a criminal device and put there probably in New York, and somehow activated by some timer or some system, we don't know.
But to what end, I guess? What would be the point of bringing that aircraft down?
Well, that's one of the problems, is the investigation was never thorough enough to find that out.
In fact, you were told to stop, weren't you?
That's right. A number of the investigators were told to stop. They were doing passenger profiling. One of the main things that is done is to find out who was on board, why they were there, and do they have any enemies. And the members doing those investigations were told to stop at day three.
But why? Why were you told to stop?
Well, I don't know.
No explanation given.
They weren't given, as far as I know, they weren't given any reason. They were just told to stop.
What did you think of that at the time?
Well, at the time, I was busy in the morgue and not part of that investigation. I was doing the identification of the deceased. And then about a week later, it was determined by the TSB that it was an accident, and they had just received the black boxes off the ocean floor, and immediately they determined it was an accident.
But you didn't buy that.
What's that?
You didn't buy that.
Well, at the time, it seemed strange. It was so soon. All it was the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder. We didn't know the cause of the fire. And we were sure that there had been a major fire on board because of what we were told from the cockpit voice recorder. But we didn't know what the cause was.
Yeah.
And it was right from the get-go, we were told there's never been an incendiary device placed on a jetliner. So it couldn't have happened this time.
Yeah, but again, you didn't believe that.
Well, no, I didn't. And the thing is, my part of the investigation lasted for more than 4 years. So it was a case of starting out in the morgue, then switching over to the aircraft reconstruction side, and looking at the evidence and listening to engineers some of the top experts in the world who have done fire investigations on planes. And they're all saying there's no way that that amount of damage could have been done on that plane with what normally is there.
What I wonder, I wonder, again, this incendiary device that you think might have been on that aircraft and might have been responsible for its downing might have had something to do with the gems on board, or that reports that roughly $500 million of precious gems were on that airplane. Do you think that that maybe had a connection with this at all?
Well, that's a possibility. Something like that is a major investigation with lots of facets and areas to go in. And my job was the physical evidence. What was there on the plane that could have caused the fire? And that's where my investigation was headed. And the potential suspects, that would have been for someone else to head up.
But again, some of the people on board that plane, again, you pointed out a Saudi prince, several United Nations officials were among those who are on board that plane, and perhaps, you know, somebody could have targeted them, maybe.
Well, that's it. But that's the problem with not profiling anybody.
Yeah.
The only person that we did any profiling on was that Saudi prince. The fellows that were responsible for the profiling, as I say, were called off. That you don't do any. So who was on board and why? We don't know, because we didn't do that profiling.
Are you suspicious? I mean, do you have any suspicions as to the reasons behind the decision to pull the plug on the probe?
Well, over the years, I've developed a whole lot of suspicions. But at the time, no. I guess it was a case of you can't believe that your own bosses are telling you to change your notes. Take stuff out of your notes.
Yeah, and without an explanation.
Without it. Well, that's an illegal act. That's obstruction of justice. And at one point, I'm in a room with four senior members of the RCMP, and I'm told that I have to change my notes. Well, I'm sitting there saying, wait a minute, guys, this is illegal. You can't do this. And I'm being told, yes, it is legal. You're going to do it. And a piece of paper is put in front of me, shoved across the desk, and said, and I'm told to sign it. But when I read it, it says that I'm going to change my notes.
Huh.
And, you know, this is wrong.
Yeah, no question. No question. Do you ever think we'll get to the bottom of this, Tom?
Well, I hope eventually. I've kept chipping away at it over the years, and eventually I think probably what's going to happen is I'm going to come out with a book, probably, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Well, I look forward to talking with you when you get that book out, sir. It should be a very interesting one.
Okay. Well, I hope so. There's going to be a lot of upset people, I think, for two reasons. For what it reveals, and for the fact that the Canadian taxpayers didn't get their money's worth.
Indeed. Any sense of when that book might come out?
I'm hoping within the next 6 months or so.
All right. Well, we'll keep in touch. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you taking some time to share some thoughts with us.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a great night. Bye-bye. Tom Tubey, again, a former RCMP officer connected to the Swiss Air investigation, and as he just told us, the author of a book on that investigation coming out within the next 6 months or so. It should be, again, a very interesting read. And looking forward to talking with Tom again after his book is published, and looking at some of the revelations he is promising in that book. 5-7.